There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Morale is high. Gang's all here, including Fritzy, and your phone call's always welcome. Well, any day. But on Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. With Discover, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations, like Fritzy, do apply. A lot of interesting things over the weekend. Football, certainly on Saturday and Sunday. Last night, Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback, will stop by to dissect everything. Bills roll the Cowboys, the Niners over the Cardinals. Ravens get by the Jags last night. And your winners, Bengals, Colts, Lions, Browns, Bucks, Texans, Dolphins, Chiefs, Saints, Panthers, and the Rams. Yes, the Panthers did get a win. Coming up tonight, it'll be the Eagles. Is Jalen Hurts going to be able to play at the Seahawks? This is one of those, oh, okay, that's interesting. And we might have a different thought on this game tomorrow where we look back and go, Seattle put up a good fight. Or maybe the Eagles are going to figure out something. Every team has had a dip. Every team has a dip for the most part. Unless you're going with the undefeated Miami Dolphins of 1972. Every team seems to have that dip, very close games. San Francisco lost three in a row. And we were looking at San Francisco, and then people didn't realize the importance of Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams. When they came back, then all of a sudden the Niners came back. The Dallas Cowboys get roughed up on the road by the Buffalo Bills. But then Buffalo, you're going, how did they lose to Denver? Or how did they lose to New England? How did they lose to the Jets? But then they blow out Miami. They beat Kansas City. They should have beat Philadelphia. And then you won last night or yesterday afternoon against the Dallas Cowboys. But they're 8-6. Nobody's going to want to play them. They got to get in for nobody wanting to play them. And they ran the ball. Ran the ball. Here are the numbers here. So, 45 times, 266 yards. James Cook, Dalvin Cook's brother, 25 carries, 179, averaging 7 yards a carry. We've been saying for years now, if you get a running game to help Josh Allen, then you would probably see a more well-rounded offense there. And you saw that. And it wasn't about Josh Allen. He had 7 completions. Now, and he ran a little bit, scored a touchdown, but they had 1 penalty. If you're not turning the ball over, you're going to be able to stay in most games. That team is really talented. And they're starting to look like they should have when we thought at the beginning of the year that they could go to the Super Bowl. But with Dallas on the road, Dallas has to win that division. If not, as a five seed, I mean, you might open up against Tampa, and you might say, well, we can beat Tampa. Yes, unless Baker Mayfield plays the way he did yesterday. All right, phone calls. Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Seton, what's the poll question for the first hour?
Well, we might as well start with who had the best weekend. I mean, we could start negative, but the best weekend. Why not go positive for Monday?
Okay.
Tis the season. Bills had a good weekend, as you're just saying.
Yeah, they did.
That worked.
Yeah.
Those pesky Bengals are still hanging around.
Yeah. By the way, here's their backup quarterback, Jake Browning, after beating the Vikings.
I've been cut my fair share of times, and that was probably the one. And there was a little bit more this week. I know I denied it, and there's some great people over there. It's completely different. Completely different coaching staff and everything. And I want to emphasize, like, there are some incredible people over there, but that one felt good. I think right after we made the field goal to win the game, I screamed at a camera and said they never should have cut me.
Okay. He's feeling himself.
Yeah, he is.
That's a big win. 21, fourth quarter, overtime, got the win. All right, what else do you have, Seton?
Nobody crosses Jake Browning and gets away with
it. Don't you cut me.
That's why I wear number 752. How about the Browns? They had a good weekend.
Yeah, I know.
No?
Not
all great weekends are
created
built the same.
Yes,
created
they are.
Equally.
Yeah. It wasn't pretty. I'm not going to say pretty. But, you know, they're 9-5. They got a good defense. And I like what the analysts have to do on these pregame shows. Because at some point you go, hey, how about that Josh Dobbs? Man, all the teams that could have had Josh Dobbs. I haven't heard anything about Josh Dobbs in a couple of weeks here. And then it's Joe Flacco. Oh, from his couch, and he's the quarterback. Man, anybody could have had Joe Flacco. Meanwhile, he's throwing the ball all over the place. Three interceptions, and if not for a great catch by Njoku, you know, but they won. But it's like, yeah, man, you know, Flacco, he can still sling it. He had good quarterback experience. Okay, all right. He can't play that way once you get into the postseason, but it feels like these analysts have to say something positive. You know, it's like Tommy DeVito. And then all of a sudden, they look terrible. Zach Wilson. Man, so the offensive players of the week with the NFC and AFC, both in New York, and both were terrible. Well, DeVito got hurt, but Zach Wilson and the Jets put a stamp on it, mail it in. What are you doing? And you start to wonder about that team moving forward. Is Robert Saleh the right guy? Now, maybe Aaron Rodgers has sway over the owner to say, no, 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 he's going to be my head coach. This is what I would worry about. And this is what a couple of the reporters covering the Jets have pointed out. You don't want to lose the locker room. And it feels like it's a little dangerous right now. Some trepidation with, if they get blown out these last 3 weeks, then all of a sudden you've lost the locker room. Then all of a sudden ownership has to look at this and go, I got to do what's best for this team. But watching yesterday, that was basically, we're just here, getting our paycheck. And this after the previous week where you're thinking, okay, build off of it. And that's it's supposed to be a really good defense. Dolphins don't have Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle gets injured. Like, what are we doing? There's certain teams where you go, huh? Things that make you go, Yes, Marvin.
Do you think the Jets were celebrating in Miami? Hey, we're down in South Beach. We came off of a great win. Hey, Zach, let's go. Club Live on Sunday. Let's come on.
No, I think it's the Giants who did that years ago when they went to South Beach to party.
What's that, the South Beach flu?
Yeah, yeah. That's when you had OBJ and company. They're posing on a yacht or something.
And then they go to Green Bay the next week.
All right, what else do you have, Steve?
You remember that Giants picture where they were like, they were rolling, and then they went to Florida and went on a boat with Tim's and shirtless, and all of a sudden the whole franchise imploded? That was the craziest thing that ever happened.
Yeah. What else do we have?
Well, the 49ers had a good one.
Okay.
They're back and better than ever. I guess that slide they were on is over.
I think so. They look unbeatable. Right now, they do. And, okay, if I gave you Niners or the field to win the Super Bowl. Todd, I'll start with you. Niners or the field?
As tempting as it is, I'm going to go the field.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
I think I would take the Niners.
All right, Marvin.
Niners.
Okay, you love your Niners. Paulie?
I'm almost always a field guy, which I'm going to go with the Niners. Golly, I can't believe I'm doing that.
I'm going to go field, but I'm going to begrudgingly go field. Because I'm like, all it comes, I mean, it could come down to an injury as it did last year. When your first and second string quarterback, third string quarterback, they all get injured in that NFC title game. Yes, Paul?
Sam Darnold, 2 for 3, 20 yards yesterday.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Easy transition.
Okay. By the way, your MVP odds, it's Brock Purdy, then Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Christian McCaffrey. I would put Lamar Jackson ahead of Dak Prescott. This was a standalone game where you're reminded, because now you're watching Lamar the entire game. A lot of times what happens, you'll see just the highlights. Well, if he's throwing just a couple of touchdowns or maybe somebody runs one in and you don't get the full magnitude of Lamar Jackson. I don't think anybody asks their quarterback to do more for their team than what the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson. Does that make him the most valuable? We could have an argument about that. Brock Purdy's been wonderful. I have no problem if he wins the MVP. Dak, okay, this is what we talked about. You want to win it, you can win it, but you got to be good. Now you got the Dolphins coming up, then you have the Lions. You can win the MVP, but then you could also lose the MVP. And it feels like there's still momentum for Dak to be the MVP. It's a great story, and reporters love a great story here. Brock Purdy has been economically great. He does what you ask him to do. Yes, he's a game manager. But then the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, was a game manager as well. But that's what you want. You just want to make sure that you don't have a quarterback who loses a game for you. Maybe he doesn't win the game like some of the marquee quarterbacks do, or that capability, that talent. But he does keep you in games, doing the right things at the right time. Now, does he have a lot of talent? He does. But he utilizes that talent. Dallas had a lot of talent yesterday. They didn't utilize that talent. But this comes back to, now what do you do? Because some teams are going to be in playoff mode now. Buffalo's in playoff mode now. They have to win. They have to win out. And even if they do win out, there's some tiebreakers that don't go their way. Who else, Seton O'Connor?
I think that's who we've got so far. Are we missing anybody? Anybody else got any... something else to throw on?
Like
there?
Who else had a great week?
Who else had a, I mean, it, or who had the best weekend?
Best weekend.
Yeah.
You know, the Colts are there. Mm. I mean, they're not going away.
Let's be the first ones to talk about them. No one else is.
Mm. That might be a reason for that.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Mm. Well, we just did talk about
it. Yeah. How about that Shane Steichen, coach of the year? Okay. Gardner Minshew. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I love Gardner Minshew. I thought that now when you have a backup quarterback that's as talented as him, you know, he'll be able to play pretty good football. He's not a franchise quarterback, but he's good, and they are competitive. You got the NFC South and the AFC South that you just go. Now, the AFC South is competitive, but we keep waiting for Jacksonville that, okay, get ready for Jacksonville. We keep waiting for Jacksonville. And I don't know what happened when Trevor Lawrence is running and then all of a sudden, now he does lead the league in fumbles the last couple of years. These are non-contact fumbles where you go, wait a minute, what happened with that? Do you have one of them trick footballs or something? Because all of a sudden you're going, and then you don't score at the end of the first half. And it wasn't like Baltimore was dominating. But I do think that Baltimore is a really good team. They're not to the level of San Francisco, and maybe we end up with a Baltimore-San Francisco rematch in the Super Bowl. And Jim Harbaugh comes in to watch his brother John, you know, try to win another Super Bowl at the expense of the 49ers there. But, yeah, I'm watching that game, and I just – it's like we want Jackson. It feels like people are rooting in the media for Jacksonville to finally come back to where they were years ago, where they're a couple of plays away from beating the Patriots – going to the Super Bowl. And it would be a, you know, really good story. But it's just not there right now. Yeah, Seton.
How are we feeling about Trevor Lawrence these days?
And you know what? He's a week to weaker.
Oh, a new category?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's this week and then next week. And like, how many quarterbacks do you go, I know exactly what I'm going to get from week to week?
And you know what? There's actually a lot of different levels to week-to-weekers, because right now, Trevor Lawrence is a week-to-weeker. So is Tommy Cutlets is kind of week-to-week, too. Zach Wilson definitely is.
Well, I'm talking about good quarterbacks week-to-week. Like Mahomes.
The Broncos are a week-to-week situation.
Yeah. Was Russell Wilson Jr. the third a week-to-week?
He feels like he would go in the week-to-week category, all doesn't right. he?
Well, if you run down the quarterbacks, how many do you know they're going to play well?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, of course.
Got to start there.
Brock Purdy? Like, Dak?
No.
Who else would you throw in there where you go, that guy is going to be...
Yes, this is kind of a week-to-week season. Josh Allen's a little week-to-week.
Yes, he is. Well, he didn't play well. In fact, here's Josh Allen after the win yesterday.
I don't think I threw the ball that many times, which, again, I don't just get it done. Let's just find a way to win. And, you know, felt like the kid that didn't do anything in the class project but got an A.
All right. I'll give him credit for a little humor there. But Jalen Hurts, he hasn't been consistent. Now he's banged up, I guess. Well, who isn't banged up? But if you run down the list of quarterbacks, how many can you go, I know I'm going to get a good performance out of that guy? Not many. But then we're over 75 quarterbacks deep now in the NFL. That's how many quarterbacks have thrown a pass this year. I think we're over 75. It's not about having a backup quarterback. It's a backup to the backup quarterback, it feels like. Like, can you trust Kenny Pickett? No. Joe Flacco, no. Jake Browning, maybe. Yeah, Marv.
If you're a third-string quarterback and you go into the quarterback's meeting, you better be ready because there's a real chance you're going to play.
You should be listening. You should be taking notes.
Yep, make sure you know where your helmet is, too.
All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You look at the Buffalo Bills, they're not in the playoffs now, but you got the lowly Chargers, then you got the Patriots, then you got the Dolphins, who the Bills dominated in week four. I thought what was impressive was it felt like the Buffalo Bills defense that's been undermanned due to injuries to some star players, they seemed to confuse the Dallas Cowboys, certainly Dak Prescott. They weren't letting him get anything big. And, you know, he threw 34 times, I think 21 to 34, and really pedestrian numbers. And they ran the ball. And coming into the game, you know, Dallas was 13th in rush defense. I mean, that's kind of, you know, average. But what Buffalo did is not average. They dominated. They had a game plan, what they were going to do. Now, is it sustainable? That's always, you know, the case. Can you continue to do this? Can you play it? They put themselves in such a hole. They have to play great the rest of the year. They can't slip up. Now, all you have to do is win the game. But you can't go out to L.A. and lose to the Chargers with a backup quarterback and a coach who's, you know, been fired. And then you got the Patriots. Okay. I mean, you just got to make sure. And the Patriots played a pretty good first half against the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's not like where you're going to go, that's a win. Should be, absolutely. And then you got Miami, but that's in Miami. And who knows what Miami's going to be playing for. They'd certainly love to keep the Buffalo Bills out of the playoffs. But Tyreek Hill's availability, Cowboys got the Miami Dolphins coming up. He's Shea Irving, Cowboys apologist. I don't know if he's apologizing for anything yesterday. Hi, Shea.
First off, Danny, how the hell does the walking cheese curd not throw the freaking challenge flag on that fumble? This ain't a dream. It's a freaking nightmare. Just out-coach Danny in every freaking side of the ball. Look disgusting. And everyone in that stadium, Danny, every single person, my freaking 8-year-old girl knew they were going to run the damn ball. And somehow, some way, Dan Quinn can't scheme against it and stop it. How?
Can't you just look at that and go, you knew they probably weren't going to win that game? And then you shake it off. Well, Buffalo was favored. They've been playing really well. Dallas isn't a good road team. You can't be shocked that they lost the game. Now, maybe how they lost, but you can't be surprised they lost that game.
They were 2-point favorites, A. And B, this team has first-round exit written all over it. They can't play on the road. How does the defense not travel? Defense is supposed to travel.
But every year they have first-round exit written all over them.
I believe this year, Danny. I did.
Okay, but that's on you.
That's not fair. It ain't fair. I believe in a lot of things that somehow aren't real anymore. I'm starting to question a whole lot of things, Danny.
All right. I'll talk to you Thursday.
Whatever, Danny.
All right. That's Shea and Irving, part of the Gambling Podcast with Bad Larry and Dylan the Graphics Guy. How can you be surprised? If you're a Cowboys fan, you're almost waiting. You're waiting for something bad to happen. Now, maybe the score, because I think at one point it was, what, 31-3? I mean, it was over quickly, but it was almost methodical. It wasn't like if I said, oh, man, Buffalo's up, and you'd be like, oh, my God, Diggs and Josh Allen must be killing them. No. James Cook is dominating them. They're running the football. And, this team could have gone the other way. There were two ways this was going to go. Either really good, inspirational, we're going to stick up for our coach after there was articles written about him a couple of weeks ago, and then, or they could have gone the opposite direction where it's like, you know what, this guy's not going to be here next year, but you know, mail it in, or we don't want to play for this guy. Well, they have played good football here the last couple of weeks. I don't know if it's enough, but this is what they should have been doing at the beginning of the year. And they had these highs where you go, man, Buffalo can be really good. You go to Kansas City and beat them. You know, this wasn't the Lions going to Kansas City where, you know, the Chiefs were missing a couple of players, including Chris Jones, that opening night. This was, we're going there, and you had a Kansas City team that just lost in Green Bay, and you knew they were going to be fired up. And then you've already blown out the Dolphins. Like, the highs are really high, but those lows, the Jets, the Patriots, Broncos, that might be what keeps them out of the playoffs. Those kind of losses there. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at the Bills, and the Bills going into the game were the eighth in the league in rushing attempts this year. And I can't find in the past 6 or 7 years that they've been top 10 in rushing attempts. They're also leading the entire NFL in first down rushing attempt percentage. So it seems like a conscious effort this year, even though they didn't draft a running back. They didn't really pursue a running back.
Cook averaged 7.2 yards per carry. Like, that's alarming. Now, is it sustainable? Can we always love to go, man, they got the blueprint. Okay, well, you have to have the personnel, and they put pressure on Dak. I think that was what's surprising, that they put a lot of pressure on Dak yesterday. And not to get too deep, X's and O's, I'll leave that to Matt Hasselbeck, who joined us next hour. But, you know, the two high safeties, it seemed to confuse. Now I'm going by listening to other analysts, but that seemed to confuse the Dallas Cowboys.
You're breaking it down.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you about the Tampa 2.
A-gap responsibility, whatever that means. You ever just nod your head, and you, like when you're sitting there watching, you go, oh, yeah, yeah, he's a three technique. That's sure is.
Oh, that is a cover two. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, safety over the top. Yes.
For all the safeties.
Michael Strahan always had the A-gap responsibility. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that where it came from?
Yeah, I think so. They said that's a gap, and he goes, oh, it's the A-gap. A-gap there. All right, so we got the poll question, Seton.
Yeah, I mean, we could also we could go two for Monday first hour because, well, with Shea calling in about the Cowboys, that's a perfect time to get into who had the worst weekend.
Ooh. Do they still do two for Tuesday on rock and roll stations around America?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Classic rock stations are all over
two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Zeppelin. Two for Tuesday.
Get the lead out.
Yeah, that was... I did. I think I used some of those corny lines. Oh, yeah. So time to get the lead out.
Well, they stood the test of time because I was definitely working at classic rock stations that used them too. So.
Yeah. WTUE. Let's get the lead out. Here's Zeppelin.
Classic rock that rocks.
Yeah, Marvin.
What's two for two mean? What's that?
You get two songs.
Oh, two songs from the same
two
artist?
Two for Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good time.
So who had the worst weekend?
Yeah, the Cowboys certainly had a terrible weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I think had a sneaky bad weekend? The Titans.
Oh, yeah.
They had a bad weekend.
Okay, if you lose to the Texans wearing those uniforms, you can never wear them again.
Fair.
I think that should have been what was at stake. When they did the game, played the game prior to it, look, those are great uniforms. You don't deserve to wear them. Don't ever wear them again. Now, if you win, then you get to wear them. I felt bad for Derrick Henry. I don't know if this is the beginning of the end. He had 10 scrimmage yards on 20 touches. That is the most scrimmage touches by any player with 10 or few yards in NFL history.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
You know what I think, too, with, like, the Titans? If you're a fan... And you had A.J. Brown and let him go. Now, Derrick Henry's contract is up, so he's probably not coming back, I would imagine. It's almost like, what are we doing here? What are we trying or are we not? Because it felt like you were real close to having something, and now everybody's gone, and somehow Ryan Tannehill is like, well, we had him. We still don't have a quarterback, really, though. What are we doing?
I think they feel good about Will Levis. I hope they do, because they whiffed on a... You know, quarterback in the previous draft, Malik Willis.
He seems pretty far from.
He's
like,
wrong.
Written in pen, though, right?
Yeah, he's wrong. You know, it's still amazing when you see somebody play like C.J. Stroud at a very high level. You know, right as they start their rookie season, but Stroud, of course, you know, didn't even play yesterday; he was out. But these guys coming in and being able to play at that kind of level, that's rare. Normally, you go, let's give him 2 years. And then you can have an assessment there. But don't do that anymore.
But doesn't it feel like, though, you're like, okay, so now we got Will Levis. That's great. Now let's surround him with some talent. You know, guys like, you know, AJ, when we had him, we're like, you know, let's get him a good running back and let's get him a, you know.
Yeah, but I think they need they may need a revamp, coaching staff, everybody, and then you have Will Levis. I don't know if that, you know, is going to curry favor with Titans fans. We're like, okay, all right, I feel pretty good about this.
We're still rebuilding.
Yeah. Who else would be in there had a bad weekend?
Well, the Cowboys sure did.
Yeah.
They stunk it up.
All right.
I feel like it should be the Cowboys or the Cowboys, to be honest with you. But I just like picking on the Cowboys. The Bears had, that was a tough loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. To a guy who was retired a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a tough loss. That, and especially, it was right there. That one of those weird, like, bungling Hail Mary sort of almost had it caught, then it flips up, then some dude kicks it, and it, that was wild. That's a wild way to lose.
Let me see. So I gave you the MVP odds. The Eagles, by the way, are 3-point favorites coming up tonight. Over-under is 45. Super Bowl odds, it's the Niners, and then a distant second is the Ravens. Then it's the Eagles, Chiefs, and Dolphins. Niners comfortably, then the Ravens, Eagles and Chiefs, and then the Dolphins. All right. So I'm giving you the Niners of the field. Most of you are taking the Niners. Yes, Todd?
When you put the Falcons on bad weekend in a very winnable NFC South, they could have been 7-7. They lose to a one-win Panthers team and fall to 6-8.
This is malpractice because Desmond Ridder should not be out there. Now, you might maybe develop into a quarterback. He's not ready. And they have skill position players. This is where you look back and go, you know, if we only had a quarterback. Because you do have some talent there. And you have a coach who's supposed to be an offensive-minded head coach, but you watch the Falcons and you go, what? Like, you have an opportunity to win that division, host a playoff game. But they lose, and then you see, but the Falcons are still in the mix because they're in the NFC South. I'm going, somebody's going to have like 9 wins, and you win the division. It'd be great if somebody had 8 wins and they win the division and then host a playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys. And then we're going to hear the following. Should a team with a losing record be able to host a playoff game? No, but there's no rules that say you can't have a losing record hosting a playoff game. Yes, Marvin?
Yeah, I feel like this is always going to happen. Remember the Seahawks hosted a game against the Saints? And that was the Marshawn Lynch crazy run.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what are they doing? And I was like, oh, maybe they're better than I thought, but maybe it was just a one-off because the division was so bad that year.
Yeah, Paulie.
There's a lot of rumors about the Atlanta Falcons in the offseason because they have the 10th pick of the draft. They drafted Ridder. It's not working out. They feel like they're going in another direction. They have skill position players. There's rumors, not reports, that they would go after Justin Fields if he were on the trade block.
Yeah, I said that, or Kyler Murray. I mean, if you're gonna go all in on speed on the turf, then go all in. By the way, Lamar Jackson, like these are quiet, really good numbers. He's probably going to throw for 3,700 yards and rush for 900 yards. And you go, okay, well, that's never been done in NFL history. And if your team is going to be the 1 or 2 seed, Lamar Jackson, as we talked about at the beginning of the year, I think it was, 16-1 odds for MVP? And I thought if you're going to do it to make money, that would have been the odds to place because that team is good and the value that he means to that team. He's not running as much as he once did. But when he does, there's still this, oh, my God. And you saw that last night. And a lot of reaction was, oh, my God. Like, you forget because if you don't watch a game, then you forget. Or you don't get that opportunity to remind yourself of, golly, he can get out of a tight spot. Yes, Marv.
If Lamar Jackson wins his second MVP award, is it weird that I still don't think he's a surefire Hall of Famer? What else does he need to do to make sure he's in Canton with 2 MVP awards?
Well, you got to have playoff success. I mean, that really solidifies everything. That you're right. You know, Lamar, 2 MVPs. But I think is your team having success? And they haven't had success in the postseason. Yeah, Paul.
I wish there was a stat, I don't know if there is, about quarterbacks being taken down by the first person who makes contact with them. Because remember when Ben Roethlisberger was at his peak and they'd hit him and kind of bounce off or he'd shake him off? It seems like Lamar Jackson, there's a hand on him, and it's like he's like a rubber band. they kind of slip off, slide off, and then it takes like two more guys to get him. I'll bet he's never brought down with the first guy.
Mm. I'm sure they have stats for everything.
He's running 20% less than he did 3 years ago. Runs per game, 20% less than three seasons.
Well, they've tried to bulk up the passing attack, but then, you know, you lose your all-pro tight end. I love Zay Flowers. I mean, you have other guys who are contributing, but, you know, likely. That organization is really good. They're really good at drafting. They'll usually have one or two players every year, and you go, where did they get him? How did they get him? They're really, really good. And Ozzie Newsome's not there anymore making those picks, but they're still doing the right thing, and they're just a really good team. But I think Lamar is asked to do more for his team than any other quarterback. Now, you can say Mahomes, yes. But I just don't think Lamar is surrounded. You know, his running backs are always injured. They lost another running back last night where, you know, he is their attack, it felt like. And they've tried to bring, you know, OBJ and, you know, Zay Flowers, first-round draft pick. So they're trying to make it, I think, a little bit more, you know, maybe 60-40 passing, you know, 65-35, something like that, you know, pass to run. But when he runs, it's just different. It puts so much pressure on you. And it's great to watch because it's one of those reminders that we move on from somebody who won an MVP, they didn't do well in the playoffs, and we move on. And then all of a sudden you're kind of reminded like, man, that guy is still really, really good. The Packers, by the way, we're all set to go. They're going. So you've beaten the Lions. You've beaten the Chiefs, right? You lose to the Giants. You lose to the Buccaneers.
Huh?
By 14 to the Buccaneers.
And
too.
Baker Mayfield Jr., the third, looked like Tom Brady. Oh, Thomas. He carving him up. I'm going, man, oh, man, Packers. We thought that they could win out. They're not going to have the number one seed, but, man, they're gonna be a tough out. Yes, Marvin.
Baker keeps playing like this. Progressive's going to call him back.
Whoa, okay.
Geico.
Yeah. Mm. Hulu. Wasn't he a Hulu, too?
Yeah.
That dude was a star at one point.
He was. He had everything but the performance on the field. It's like, he got comedic chops there, good timing there, some good commercials, and then all of a sudden, gone. All right, we'll take a break. We got Play of the Day coming up next. More of your phone calls as well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Player, let's play nine.
We're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Browning scrambling right, in trouble, throws it off his back foot toward the end zone.
Oh.
T. Higgins wins a jump ball for the football.
Oh.
It's a touchdown.
Oh, man.
An incredible catch by T.
Man.
Higgins. And the Bengals have scored with 39 seconds to go. I can't believe what T. Higgins just did.
That's courtesy of the Bengals Radio Network. Is that Dave Lapham, color analyst on radio? Has no regard for the play-by-play voice. It's like he's just watching the game as if he's watching it from home. He's been doing that a long time, former offensive lineman with the Bengals. So Jake Browning is the fifth quarterback since 1950 to post a passer rating of 95 or better in each of his first four starts. He joins Brock Purdy, Gardner Minshew, Chad Pennington, and Mark Rippon. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe. We trust it with our man cave, with our homes, and we recommend it to everybody. Save 20% on your new system with a Fast Protect plan by visiting simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Yes, Paul.
Jake Browning's 27 years old, the second string quarterback for the Bengals. He's having a very good season. He is on a 1-year contract. He's a free agent next year. What level of treat does he get? High-end backup money, or does he get someone's going to give him a test drive as their quarterback type situation?
I don't think he's starting for anybody.
Like, he won't get like what Garoppolo got after a few games.
No.
27 in his prime, if he has such a prime.
Well, Garoppolo was lucky, well, fortunate that he had Belichick and then he had Kyle Shanahan, and he was able to play at a, you know, pretty high level. Got to a Super Bowl, therefore, you know, he was going to get paid. But I think Browning, as far as backup quarterbacks go, sure, you know, he'll probably be high on the list. Played well, and keeping the Bengals in contention. The play by T. Higgins is just instinctual. That it's just when we saw it in real time, we're watching him, we just go, oh my God, the presence of mind to catch it, and then he's being held up, falling down, turning around, and just putting the ball over his head so he crossed the goal line. It was really a remarkable play. Let me see. Richard in L.A. Richard, lead us off, best and worst of the weekend.
Okay, I've got a couple quick things for you. The best of the weekend is the Buccaneers going into Lambeau Field and Baker Mayfield having the only perfect rating of visiting quarterback at 158.3, I think it is.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't get music for that. The second thing concerns Crappenburg State, from which I did not graduate because I was in a state of crapulence, which, as Polly can verify, means being too drunk or drinking too much. Mm. So that's the word you guys could play with.
All right. So, thank you, Richard. Crapulence. Haven't heard that before, but I'll take Richard's word for it. Jake in Buffalo. Jake, best and worst of the weekend.
ADP. Best of the weekend was the easy win yesterday. Nice to finally relax on a Sunday. The worst of the weekend was the fact that despite Bills have one of, if not the best quarterback in the league, we're spending the weekend figuring out which teams we need to win to get help to make it into the playoffs. So this is a reminder for next year in September when teams are telling you, don't overreact, it's only one loss. It does actually come into play, like that Jets game or that Jaguars game earlier in the season.
Absolutely.
Even winning one of those makes a big difference.
Absolutely. That's why when I just say there's no style points in the NFL, just win. I mean, the Eagles lost to the Jets. Like, those are the kind of things that come back and haunt you, where all of a sudden you're on the road later in the playoffs. If you had won that game, or Buffalo may not even make it, but it's because you're not winning those games you're supposed to win. And we know that they can play at a very high level. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind?
What up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Good morning. Good morning, boys. Fritzy, keep your head up, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, Todd. Hey, Dan, why do I feel like Shane Irving really excels at repairing fist-sized holes in drywall? I just got a feeling or a hunch. But real quick, Dan, before my best and worst of the weekend, have you heard the talk about Dak's pre-snap cadence call at all? Yeah, here we go.
I have heard it. I've heard the audio of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like if you listen to it again carefully, it's the first time I heard it, it sounds like a blend of Ross Tucker and Sloth from the Goonies. It's pretty awesome. But best of the weekend, Dan. Me and Marvin's Niners doing work in the desert. CMC, he's having a heroic year, Dan. I think he needs to have stronger MVP talk around him.
Mm.
And worst of the weekend, Seton mentioned one of my worst, so I'll go with the Pauly special, DP. Dude in the Horizon League game. I know Pauly keeps his eyes on these types of things. In the IUPUI versus Lindenwood, tries to check into the game in a full LeBron uniform. What?
I know, I saw that. The guy, they didn't let him play, by the way. But the guy's trying to check in wearing a LeBron uniform.
And he properly checked in. He was one knee. He went to the scorer's table going in.
He did the chalk toss, too.
Yeah. Like nobody's noticing this. It's like, who is that guy? I don't know. Hey, if he can help, we'll take him. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton, you want to recap the poll question for the first hour?
Yeah, we got up there. Who had the best weekend? Your choices are the Bills, Bengals, 49ers, Browns. It's in that order. 76% of the audience have the Bills having the best weekend.
Yeah, I figured
that. It's
a
good win for them.
Yeah.
Bengals and 49ers are tied. Browns in last place.
All right. Mm-hmm. Did we do another? Was it a two for Tuesday on a Monday?
We also have who had the worst weekend. We're putting in there right now. Cowboys, Titans, Steelers. That can be further updated, though, should we need to.
Okay. All right. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is a game time decision. I know Jeremy Fowler, the mothership, is reporting that he's flying on a plane without being on the team flight. So, trying to make sure that he's healthy enough to be able to play in Seattle. Hour two coming up.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.